Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Meteorologist Andrew Ansorgi with the National Weather Service joins us on today's program to talk about this week's stretch of historic cold in the state. And we'll start by talking about this pretty historic week in terms of cold. Wind chill warning in effect for our area here in south central Iowa from Tuesday until Thursday. First of all, kind of let our listeners know how this cold pattern really settled in and why it's becoming such a pretty historic event in terms of how cold it's going to get.
Sure, Andrew. Yeah, we had a very strong cold front come through. If you noticed the gusty winds on your way into work, that was the front moving through, and that's the cold air that's now spilling into the state. And yeah, we're looking at some very rare wind chill values later this week, especially Tuesday night into Wednesday across central Iowa.
And in terms of how this all set up, we hear the term polar vortex a lot. You know, how does this Arctic air kind of creep on down this time of year? And why has this become such a big pattern, especially these past couple of winters, but this year in particular with how long this is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, the polar vortex is a common term that's made the way around in the media the last couple of years. I mean, it's always been around this area, cold, dome of cold air. And occasionally it will make surges into, you know, the United States at times. And this is one of those surges now coming down into our area. And it's probably some of the coldest air we've seen in probably maybe two decades, looking back towards February of 1996 as maybe a kind of a quote-unquote recent event or the last time we saw these types of values across central Iowa.
Remind our listeners what kind of wind chill values we're kind of looking at right now in terms of the air temperature mixed with the wind. What are the values we're expecting, especially south of the Des Moines area in Marion and Warren counties?
Yeah, looking at Marion and Warren counties, temperatures are going to be right around 0 degrees. And then as we get into Wednesday morning, looking at minus 20, that is the air temperature, not the wind chill. That's the air temperature of minus 20 down in Marion and Warren counties. And then on Thursday morning, very similar temperatures, minus 19, minus 20 degrees. So another two back-to-back cold mornings down there. And then when you factor in the wind, which is going to remain elevated, you're looking at wind chill values around 7, 8 o'clock, around minus 20 degrees. And then as you get into afternoon, say your drive home, looking at about minus 25 degrees. And then to Wednesday morning, looking at minus 40 for a wind chill value. Minus 40, that's life-threatening. If you're outside, you need to take precautions to keep yourself warm. And those minus 40 values will stay through the morning hours of Wednesday before relatively coming up to minus 30 towards late in the day. And then another cold night of minus 30 degree wind chill values. So this is a very life-threatening cold. It's not cold that we typically see. So it's something people need to really take seriously.
And in terms of what that wind chill looks like and how it impacts people, the most common things people hear about would be frostbite and hypothermia. In wind chill conditions of that magnitude, when you're looking at minus 35, minus 40 degrees, how quickly can those things happen to people, especially if they're not properly prepared?
I mean, it can happen in as little as 5 to 10 minutes if you're not properly prepared for it. Even if you are, you know, you can still... Those types of wind chills are just very dangerous to be outside. And so, you know, if you're going to be outside, you need to minimize the time if you're going to be outside. Hopefully we don't have to be, you know, unfortunately it's looking like a fairly dry forecast. We're not going to be looking at shoveling snow. But if people, you know, are waiting, have kids waiting for school bus stops, if schools are still going on, you know, they're going to want to take precautions there. Make sure you have, you know, your winter weather kit in your car, because if your car breaks down, you're going to be on these wind chills for maybe a longer period of time than you might think.
And now one of the things that was interesting to kick off this week, Sunday night into Monday morning, was the temperature had actually raised pretty significantly as snow and ice and freezing drizzle passed through the state. Sunday evening, temperatures here about 5-10 degrees. And then when many woke up Monday morning, including myself, temperatures close to 40, and then they dropped right back down by the time the sun had risen. What was kind of behind that phenomenon where it had gotten so warm so quick and then quickly dropped really cold again?
Yeah, Andrew, that was that low-pressure system, the front that came through. So as that came into the state, it was pulling that warm air up into the state. So just looking here, you know, Pella, Warren, and Madison counties, it looked like they probably got to the mid-30s, say 6, 7 o'clock. By 7, 8 o'clock, you were down at the upper 20s. And, you know, by 8, 9 o'clock, you were down at the upper teens. So, I mean, you saw a 20-degree drop in about 2 hours in temperatures. So a very quick drop, and that's all part of that cold air that's now rushing into the state that's going to set up for the very rare wind chill values and cold.
Well, now, and it sounds like there might be some good news at the end of this week, a possible warm-up this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, anything is going to be the bright light at the end of the tunnel. Looking at Friday, you know, single or morning lows Friday morning, looking into single digits above zero, and highs Friday afternoon right around 30 degrees, and even by Saturday maybe even a little bit warmer, closer to the 40 degree temperatures down in Warren and Marion counties.
Once again, that was meteorologist Andrew Ansorgi with the National Weather Service. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.